Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Paul Goldner is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Paul's an old friend of ours, and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Red Hot Cold Call Selling and Red Hot Customers. His new book is called Red Hot Sales Negotiation, and he's also the co-chief executive officer of Accent on Results. He's one of the world's leading experts on sales training and salesmanship. And as I say, he's an old friend of ours. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good to have you back.
Same. Been busy writing too many books. To introduce me these days.
Congratulations. Hey, Paul, your new book's called Red Hot Sales Negotiation. What's the difference in selling and sales negotiation?
Well, to me, selling is what you do 364 days a year, and that's one day less than the entire year. And the way I use that is sort of like as a metaphor. And so, you know, you spend the entire year kind of setting up the customer, you know, for that sale, and then, you know, the negotiation is sort of done at the end of the sales process. And it's not necessarily the last day, but I like to, you know, kind of use that analogy because it's the final thing that you do in the sales process. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that you do before it, and I say that you can be working literally every day of the year on that, and then the last thing that you do is this sales negotiation process that we talk about in the book.
Well, I agree with you, and that's happened to me many times before. You begin with an introduction, you court the customer a little bit, they get to know you, you get to know them, you find out what they want, you give them a demonstration, you give them a proposal, you talk back and forth, and you make all these laps around the track, so to speak, with them, and then the day that it comes time to really to decide, are we going to do business or not? It's almost like it can seem like everything you've done in the past got thrown out the window and you're starting over again.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I use that 364-day analogy, because if you listened, you know, to what you just said, there's so many things that happen prior to that, and the idea is that if you do all of those things correctly, that you really won't need a very sophisticated negotiation, because the customer will understand that you have this great solution for them.
Mm-hmm.
And negotiation comes into play really to the extent that you haven't done a perfect job in the sales process prior to that.
Well, or it just could come down to the fact that maybe I've seen the time, Paul, when the customer just didn't really let their guard down until the end, and finally they say, okay, Jim, I'm going to do business with you. You know, let's put everything off the table here. This is what I want. Can you do this? And as I say, it's like all the things you've done in the past was just in order to qualify for that one meeting.
Yep. Well, you know, to a certain extent, that would, in the way I view things, be, you know, a less than optimal sales process, because that's the information that you should be driving for.
Exactly.
much earlier on. And so I place always the onus on the salesperson to make things happen. So that's why, you know, I always say that if it doesn't work that way, it's kind of a, you know, our fault, not theirs.
Right. And I agree with you.
To help them down that, you know, down with that guard along the way.
In your book, you talk about win-win negotiations. Is that tell us about what you mean by that?
Well, that's something, you know, that's been talked about for the last several hundred years, if you've read any book on negotiating.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing new in that. What we try to do in this book that's completely different from any other book that's ever been written is we actually tell you how to achieve win-win negotiations. And so, you know, everybody understands that that's the outcome, but, you know, how to achieve it is a completely different story. And I'll give you a perfect example of that. Many times when you're negotiating with somebody, and I'll just make up some numbers here, you know, your bottom line price be, for argument's sake, say $100, and maybe your manager told you that, or maybe that's your break-even point, whatever the case may be, the customer's top-line price, the most that they can offer because of budget restrictions or whatever, could be $50. And so that's a very realistic situation, and most people... negotiation is splitting the difference, but you can't split the difference in a case like that because they can't go any higher and you can't go any lower.
Right.
And so then the question becomes, well, how do you make that win-win happen in a circumstance such as that? And what most salespeople wind up doing, since they can't split the difference there, is they have to walk away. And unfortunately, if you walk away, there's another salesperson who can split the difference, and you're going to lose that business after all of that work that you've done. And so what we do in the book is we actually teach you how to synthesize the deal. And that's the key to, you know, creating that win-win outcome.
Well, let me say this, Paul. I want you to tell us about how to do that in a second. But I also know, and you know this too, there are small business owners out there who will take that $75 deal even though it's bad business for them. And so you got to make sure that if you're synthesizing, which you're going to tell us about how to do in a minute, that you, it actually is going to be that when you get to that synthesized point, that that's going to be a good deal to you, because for a lot of small business owners, it's harder to walk away from a bad deal than it is to make a deal work.
Yep. And we'll talk about that, I guess, here. Getting ready for a break here, so we can talk about that on
the
other
side. Go ahead and get started on the synthesizing.
Well, the thing is that there is a point for a small business owner or any business owner where you know, you reach a point where it's not worth it. And so, for example, if in this example I've been saying your break-even point is $100, you know, if you go to that $75 or $50, you know, even in this case, you're going to be losing money on every transaction. And, you know, there's an old saying that you sell a watermelon for a loss, but you make it up in volume, and that's not true at all. All you do is increase your losses. And so, you know, what you have to do here is you have to find another way around that. And for the small business owner, that's why you have to be really, you know, particularly adept at this idea of finding a third outcome, because there isn't going to be a second outcome. There isn't going to be a splitting of the difference. There's not going to be, you know, 100% concession on your part.
Right.
There's got to be a third outcome.
Hold on to that thought, Paul. Paul Goldner is our guest, folks. His book is called Red Hot Sales Negotiation. He's the co-author along with Peter McKeon, and he and I will be right back. Paul and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and the archives of all of us, the shows that we've done all the way back. The archives go all the way back to 99. As you know, we've been simulcasting online in addition to being on the radio since 98. But you can get thousands of archives there, past shows, on every topic under the sun for small business. Also have thousands of articles. We have lots and lots of Brain Trust members, hundreds of those guys, including our friend Paul Goldner, who's with us right now. And, of course, that's where you can also subscribe to my free newsletter, and which comes out by email every week. And our blog is there. And, of course, don't forget to check out our knowledge base, which is AskJim.biz, where you can get small business answers now. And all of that's free. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us. Paul is the author of the Red Hot Sales series books. His new one is called Red Hot Sales Negotiation, which he's co-authored with his partner, Peter McKeon. And, Paul, why don't you tell us where the book's available, please?
The book's available in all of the popular outlets. So, you know, on the Internet, it would be Amazon.com is the place that everybody would likely go. And, you know, in the brick-and-mortar places, Borders, Barnes & Noble, I saw that both of them placed very large orders for the book. So it should be available at all of the conventional locations.
Good. Paul, I still want to differentiate between the classic selling, the things that you talk about in Red Hot Sales, your other selling books, Red Hot Sales and Sales Negotiation. Would this confuse someone who was a salesperson if you combine the words sales negotiation?
Well, not really. To me, the sales negotiation is a subset of, you know, general negotiation. And so a lot of the books that you've seen in the past, you know, the more famous books on negotiating have been much more general negotiating books. And this is the first book that's really written by salespeople, which is Peter and I, for salespeople or small business owners. Our small business owners is what I've always been, and we are salespeople. That's how I learned how to sell, because in small business, if you don't sell, you don't eat too well.
That's right.
And so, you know, to me, it's a very specific subset. And the view that I have is completely different than the conventional view, which is that negotiating is very confrontational. The view that we have is that it really takes everything that's happened before that and brings it to a natural conclusion, which actually takes us back to what we were talking about before the break, which is that idea of synthesizing the deal. And this is the key point of negotiation. This is where this book is breaking new ground that no other book has covered in the past. And so going back to our example, if you remember, we're at the small business owner in this case is at $100, the customer's at $50. The customer can't go any higher because that's what their budget provides for, and the small business owner shouldn't go any lower because they'd be losing money at that point. And so what do you do? And the answer is not to walk away because there is this $50 barrier. The idea is to find a third solution, as we talked about prior to the break. And so in this particular case, what we show the salespeople is that there's many different alternatives once you're at this point, and it's up to us to figure out what those alternatives are. And so the first thing that you could do is you could say, well, why does the customer have this $50 barrier? And perhaps it's a budgeting barrier. And so what you could do is you could say, well, pay me $50 now, pay me $25 next quarter, and pay me $25 the quarter after that. Mm-hmm. And this way they reach their objectives, you reach your objectives. Another more sophisticated way to do it is you could say, pay me $50 now, and you know, maybe what you're selling them goes into is a component of what they're selling to their customers, and then pay me, you know, a percentage of your future sales. So in this particular case, you're bearing a little more risk, but your reward could be 10 times the $100 price that you were asking.
But it is important, Paul, though, it is important, isn't it, to find out if the $50 is truly a financial budget issue, or if they've just have it in their mind, it's their paradigm that what you sell is worth $50.
Right, and that actually would go back to, you know, the idea of asking questions, and that's what we talk about extensively, believe it or not, in this book. Is that, again, negotiations is not a confrontational situation like most people think of it as. What it is it's simply another discovery process, much like the one that you have in the sales process, where you have to figure out, instead of at this point, what the customer's, you know, needs are, which is what you look at in the sales process. Here, you have to figure out what their interests are. We mm-hmm. make a distinction in negotiations. We call it interests versus positions. So positions are what the customer's asking for. Interests are what they really want. And you have to figure that out by asking good negotiating questions. And we have a whole chapter on that in the book.
The book is called Red Hot Sales Negotiation. The co-authors are Paul Goldner and Peter McKeon. Paul, thanks for being here today. Good job. You want to give us a website before you go?
My website is www.redhotsales.com.
All right.
And Peter's is www.salesmasters.au.
Thanks, Paul. Good to talk to you, and we'll see you next time.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with Karen Kerrigan. Stay with me. 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.